Hi, my name is Janelle Engelstad, and welcome to the MAP Radio Hour, a Make Art with Purpose podcast. The MAP Radio Hour includes conversations with creatives, scientists, and other people addressing the intersection of cultural, political, and environmental concerns. You can find out more about MAP and our projects at makeartwithpurpose.net. This episode of the MAP Radio Hour features one of Peru's leading artists and activists, 91-year-old Victor Delfin. Our conversation took place in Victor's studio, nestled in the cliffs of Lima, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. We were joined by Victor's son, Carlos Delfin Bolivar, who both translated and contributed to the conversation. Our conversation begins with Victor talking about his commitment and efforts to decentralize art out of museums and galleries, taking his work to people in their neighborhoods.
Tu primera exhibición para que la gente del pueblo vea, ¿cuándo fue?
¿Estás hablando de la primera del bestiario?
No, de cuando lo hiciste en Villa Salvador, creo.
Villa El Salvador. Yeah. Cuando cumplí 80 años.
Ya. Yeah.
El asunto era que la gente del pueblo...
Ya, yeah. The idea is that he wanna put the art in the poor people because they don't have access, at least in Lima, Peru.
Right.
Todo yeah. Se concentra en Lima.
Everything is in Lima Center.
Y los galerías y museos,
the galleries and museums,
son muy anticuados.
Are very old-fashioned. It has to be.
The people have to go to the art. The
right.
Art doesn't come
right.
To the
ejemplo,
people.
Por ejemplo, no están abiertos los días sábado y domingo.
Yeah, he say the museums in Lima, they are not open Sundays.
Right. Yeah. When people
are
off.
Where the people are off. The regular people.
Right, the
yeah.
Regular people.
O con horarios muy restringidos.
Or with the schedules are very difficult for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Por otro lado, pásame esa invitación.
Yeah.
Para invitar a la gente, dice, presente usted una invitación.
So if you don't have this is an exhibition, the one of his pieces going to be,
mm-hmm.
And he don't like that because if you don't have this, you cannot go.
Right.
Si
yeah.
No tiene esto, no puede entrar.
So you have to have an invitation, or you have to get this announcement.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all those things he always has been again.
So there's no way for this kind of information to get to people who aren't like in the cultural elite.
Right.
So how does he address that? Is there a way to address that?
Yeah. To go into the community. He make a big exhibition in Villa Salvador.
Uh-huh.
It's where it's the favela or Rio, and one if you want to compare.
Right.
It was no water, it's nothing. Now it changed a lot.
Right.
But he want to we coming from the poor people.
Right. And what year was that?
The exhibition?
Yeah. When
80s. Look at this.
Wow.
It's where no tenemos agua. We don't have water.
No water.
Yeah.
Eso es así son los barrios.
Yeah. It's exactly where
y todavía están
right.
Estilizados porque yeah. Son muy
es una confusión, es a confusion, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were lucky or not lucky to come in from that the poor people. We know where coming from.
Right.
And
that was his roots when he was
yeah.
Growing up.
Right.
Right.
El último detalle para cerrar con el asunto de las exposiciones, es que hay que ir muy elegante.
Oh, you have to dress up in order to go inside of the exhibition.
Con la tarjeta en mano, muy elegante.
It is said that Delfin's celebrated immense public sculpture, El Beso, The Kiss, of two lovers entwined and embraced in a kiss, was created to honor a competition where couples competed to hold the longest kiss. Delphine reflects on his arrest in the 1950s for publicly kissing his girlfriend and how this experience both inspired the sculpture and was the beginning of his art and activism. He then talks about his political activism before and during the reign of President Alberto Fujimori, who ended his presidency by fleeing to Japan due to economic corruption and human rights violations. In 2007, Fujimori was excoriated to Peru, where he eventually went to prison for crimes against humanity.
De los años 50,
antes de Before los, the 1950s,
un niño, un chico de 15 o 16 años,
a young guy, probably 16, 15 years old,
con una chica de con una chica de 16,
yeah, a couple,
con un muchacho de 18 años,
yeah, 15, a girl, 15, a guy, 18, they were lovers.
Se encontraban, se enamoraban,
yeah.
Y la policía les pedía documentos.
The police in the time, they arrest if you were kissing your girlfriend in the street.
Right.
And one time happens to him.
Prohibido besarse en la calle.
Yeah. He was like, what? Papá, ¿estuviste detenido?
Yo he vivido esa época. Luego, avergonzaban a la chica. Mm. Y al tipo lo investigaban,
yeah.
Lo tenían.
Yeah. Yeah. They were put it down, the lady, the girl, in 16, 15 years because she kissed her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
And so he has the same experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why.
Pedían documentos.
Yeah,
de
papá,
noche.
Pero después qué más. Esos detalles que no saben.
Yeah. Por eso es que hice el Parque del Amor.
Yeah, for that reason.
He made the sculpture.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was also very
Libre.
Natural. The
Donde
mayor, Papa Lewis, the mayor came with somebody that he was meeting. He never met the mayor. And he saw the couple, the sensei in bronze. And the mayor asked him, can you make big.
Luego la hice así.
And he said, yeah, okay, let's go right now, I have the space. And everything starts from there.
Para que sean libres.
Yeah, in order to be free, they want to make this park where these couples can kiss, read the poems. And the love park has different good ideas about love. There's, for instance, poets. Of Peruvian poets with their own poems in the park.
Right.
So sobre, you're sitting.
Sobre la libertad de amar.
Yeah, yeah.
Sobre la libertad de amar.
Yeah. He said that you have to love, you have to be free.
Yeah.
Y ahora es el centro.
Now is everybody go lesbian, all kind of
people
who yeah. feel.
Gays, todos van.
Right.
Nadie los molesta.
And he feel very happy to approach this level, to contribute it
right.
in the freedom of Peru.
Mi intervención en la política fue hace 30 años, 25 años.
25 years went to politics. Yeah.
¿Cuándo la época de Fujimori?
About 1995.
Los años 90.
Yeah, 90s, in the 90s.
Los militares.
The military.
Con el pretexto de reprimir a los ciudadanos, vigilaban a los jóvenes con la idea de que podían ser terroristas.
The military people were following the students because they thought that they are terrorists.
Entraron a una universidad.
Ah, they went to one of the public universities. Mm-hmm.
Detuvieron a unos jóvenes
and killed 15 people, 15 students.
Y a un profesor.
Teachers, students.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were sure they were terrorists, but they were not.
Right.
Yeah.
Los raptaron de noche.
Yeah. Oh, they came to their houses at night uh-huh. and kidnapped them. It was a pre-military group by Fujimori
right.
to take these people or the students.
Entonces desaparecieron.
Disappeared.
Era muy fácil decir desaparecido.
It's like similar to Chile, the mm-hmm. disappeared mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what happened. Mm-hmm. And it's when he decided to go to protest against that.
Cuando se descubrió la verdad que era un grupo paramilitar.
Ya le dije eso.
Ya intentaron darles una amnistía, es decir, liberarlos.
¿A quiénes? ¿A los militares?
A los militares que eran acusados en el Congreso.
And then they wanna arrest the military for where they killed these people, and Fujimori tried to give freedom. So and then people were really upset.
Las familias,
the families, and everybody.
La mayoría de gente muy pobre.
It was a really poor people that take their husbands, teachers, students, with no reason.
Yeah.
Fueron a reclamar justicia.
Yeah.
Los únicos que los apoyaban era la Comisión de Derechos Humanos.
Yeah, the right human rights was trying to help them. And also he participated with the human
pero el público no participaba por miedo.
The public in general were really kind of quiet, scared.
Y mucho menos los jóvenes.
Especially the young people.
Entonces me enteré de que los iban a liberar a los.
When Fujimori was trying to give free to these guys, he was very upset.
Y quería hacer una ley de amnistía.
Yeah, ¿qué más hiciste?
Entonces ahí salí a la calle.
Yeah, that's the moment that he said, this is enough, I have to do something.
Y fue, organizé la primera marcha.
Papá, eso como lo conozco, le voy a comentar de otra forma.
Aquí.
Yeah. He went to the street to see the families and was the first artist plastic. They went to the street to complain about it, to fight with them.
Y ahí empezó un movimiento contra el abuso.
It was a movement against Fujimori regime. Yeah.
Así empezó con muy poca gente.
It was few people in the beginning.
Yes.
Because they were scared. Yeah, they thought that probably they also can be killed.
Started protesting,
yes.
Like actually protesting,
yes.
In the street.
Yes.
And then were you talking to the media too? I mean, how did people, they recognize you because they know who you are.
Y empezó.
Papá, ¿cómo te reconoce? ¿La prensa te reconocía o no te reconocía?
Sí, había una prensa rebelde.
Yeah. Okay, it was two kind of press.
Okay.
The rebel and the other one who are with Fujimori.
The government,
but
yeah.
The rebel was, yeah, he was.
And the rebel.
It was one newspaper. It's called La Republica.
Right.
The owner of the Republica.
Right.
The director, he was kind of also in the idea to protest.
The owner.
And he was able to operate. They didn't
right.
shut him down.
No, no.
That's good.
And he became friend of him.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was one very important piece.
Yes.
To have a press. To be supported with the complaints, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And so then you start protesting, and then the space we're sitting in, this house, this casa, becomes sort of the center of the
yes.
resistance.
Yes, yes. Es que le conté que la casa se convirtió en un centro.
Aquí.
Yeah,
here.
Right here. Yeah.
Yeah. For ¿cuántos años?
12 años.
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aquí organizábamos.
He organized the meetings, the idea. How to do it, to make to raise money for the campaign.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was not here.
Yes,
this is very funny. He put a Fujimori.
In jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking at this little sculpture of, it's like he's in a bird cage, a
yes.
small bird cage
yeah.
of Fujimori.
Yes.
And no face.
No, only that, he went to the palace. to the door.
Ah.
Papá, ¿fuiste al palacio?
Abajo, ahí la jaula original.
Ese es lo piso original.
So then what happens? He goes to the palace with this.
Yeah.
But he hit.
Ese era la pieza
what
original.
What kind of interaction did you have there? The palace and with who?
With more people.
Okay, so many people.
Many people. It was from 1,100 to 15,000.
Wow.
Como necesitamos dinero para la campaña.
Yeah, those wasn't selling going to have to raise money for the campaign.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We were selling these small
yes,
ones?
Yes, the small ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Para venderlas.
Yeah, he was selling, because he was coffee, paper to draw things.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Nos volvimos muy imaginativos.
The imagination was very, everybody were giving ideas.
So what kind of actions grew out of these meetings? That happened here for 12 years. What kind of...
Oh, it was people were... In the beginning, they didn't believe that Fujimori was a bad guy.
Okay.
They convinced that Fujimori is a killer. Is a
right. So they developed this sort of campaign.
Right. To turn to these people who receive money.
Right.
Or sugar, rice. They say no. This guy is really nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The war was very hard because he is crazy.
Que no sé cuánto
but
now,
whatever he
de todos modos los voy a atender.
Real.
Llévales un catálogo.
Right.
Fujimori in jail. Her daughter in jail.
Right.
So he was right. Not only he, it was a lot of people with him.
Right.
Writers, congressmen, one of them. Yeah, it was everybody was having the idea that's the time to protest.
Right.
Empecé a tener un prestigio muy, muy, un empoderamiento.
Yeah. He was famous already with his work.
Artwork, yeah.
But also he became more respect because people were surprised. And how this guy who has everything and be together with the poor people where we're coming from.
Entonces,
you know, he feel that it's the right to help them. And he lost,
tuve la oportunidad.
He lost clients, but he didn't care.
Tuve la oportunidad de ser invitado.
And he was invited.
A la celebración de los 50 años de la creación de los derechos humanos en París.
He get invited for the organization of the human rights in Paris. They select one person in Peru, and he was the person.
Ahí conocí a Rigoberta Menchú.
Rigoberta Menchú is a lady from Honduras.
Premio Nobel de.
She is the Premio Nobel of Human Rights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y luego Amnistía Internacional también.
Yeah. All those organizations, Amnesty International, Amnesty, or whatever about human rights. He was invited all the time since he was in politics.
Entonces, creció la resistencia.
Yeah, the resistance became big.
No solo en Lima, sino en las provincias. En
all over Peru.
Todo el Perú. Y se organizó una marcha para traer abajo a Fujimori.
The last idea from this little scene became bigger, 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 bigger. And then all the departments around Peru become los cuatro suyos.
Para cuando Fujimori intentaba elegirse por segunda vez.
When Fujimori tried to be the second time president.
Right.
So people from Cusco, from everywhere were walking. His picture says
venían a pie.
Very,
yeah,
very
international.
Entonces se hizo la gran marcha los cuatro suyos.
Yeah, the cuatro suyos, it was huge movement.
Right.
La represión fue violenta de parte del ejército.
The military was very aggressive because they never expect that it's going to be like that.
And they quemaron edificios.
They fired buildings.
Para echarle la culpa a nosotros.
Oh. Oh, and then the government, they tried to made her fall. They said, you make fire. It was the military. In order to put in jail.
Después se descubrió que ellos habían puesto una bomba en un banco y ellos
mismos. Was making up that they were putting bombs, you know.
En un banco murieron cuatro guardianes del banco.
Ah, in one bank it was four vigilantes has been killed, and the government tried to punish them because they didn't do anything.
Yeah. Bueno, y ahí me dispararon.
Is the time, the same day, is when the military shot him.
Okay.
Here.
Right. He was out on the street in protesting the street. When they shot
right.
you.
Yeah.
Después ya vinieron las amenazas.
Did you get scared from that? Did that change anything when you were shot?
¿Tenías miedo?
Absolutamente.
Dice, él no tiene miedo de nada. He doesn't scare. He yeah. don't get scared.
He perdido el miedo desde muy niño.
When he was little, he never feel threat. He's very strong.
Yeah.
Entonces,
after that, they were calling him, "We want to kill you."
Luego, el Pen Club de Nueva York, los escritores me hicieron un homenaje.
Ah, the Pen Club of New York.
Yes.
Was made kind of homage. To him.
Right. Yes.
Y en el homenaje
yeah.
en Lima, mucho público.
Was a lot of people here in Lima.
Poetas que ellos estaban.
Escritores, writers, news reporters. Everybody was there.
Termina la ceremonia.
And when the party was finished,
me abrazan, todo. Y me meto la mano.
Ah, it's when somebody put a wallet this big in his.
In your pocket.
In the pocket.
Lo tengo ahí guardado.
He has it also like trophy.
So trying to frame him.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Era una amenaza de muerte.
Yeah.
Pero yo seguí para adelante.
He said, I don't care, I need to continue this.
Es que nosotros en el Perú, los rebeldes, la resistencia, está ocupado con muchos problemas.
Yeah, what happened is the rebels in Peru also they have a lot of problems to solve. You know, it's like problems, problemas como qué?
Problemas que, por ejemplo, la corrupción.
Yeah, the corruption is a problem.
La hora. Cinco presidentes.
Ya, ¿qué más?
El desequilibrio social.
Ah, the gap between poor and rich.
Mm-hmm.
La explotación.
The exploitation from.
Sin medida de los campos, de las.
Transnacionales.
De las transnacionales.
The big companies coming to Peru and they exploit people.
Mm-hmm.
People win $200 a month.
Las minerías, las mineras.
Yeah.
So, is it getting better?
No, the other way around.
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Pero, afortunadamente, por las redes sociales.
Yeah, now with the social
media
is where he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Eso he always give kind of thoughts, ideas.
Yo envío un mensaje cada.
He sent one email, and everybody's like 5,000 people who
respond.
Eso es lo que hago.
Yeah. He's still working in that way.
Tienen que compartir sus ideas con la mayoría de la gente.
Yeah.
De
he has writers, artists.
Deben de estar.
They have to share their thoughts.
Deben ser solidarios.
Solidarity with the people.
Con los que están mal económicamente, que los
especially que, with the people,
los que están que tienen una mala calidad de vida.
Yeah, the people who has really bad type of life. This is his concern. Peru is a rich country. Mm-hmm. We can be like Swiss or United States if we want. But unfortunately, since Peru was a republic, everybody took the money to themselves.
Right.
To themselves. 200 years. 5 presidents in jail.
Yeah.
That is what basically happened to Peru.
Dile que felizmente conozco la pobreza porque soy hijo de un obrero y una campesina.
Que for, this is what I told you before, to coming from poor people.
Yes.
We know exactly how they feel.
Right.
And even with this dream that we are now, he doesn't forget. I am talking about myself. He doesn't forget.
Right.
He tried to protect them. This is, he feels his mission.
Yeah.
Also because when he was in the school of art, he was the scholarship for 8 years. Right? And this money was from poor people, from taxes, and he feel that he has to give back. That is the thing.
Y esa casa aparentemente suntuosa.
Yeah, ya le dije eso.
Tiene una finalidad.
Yeah.
Es demostrar que honestamente.
Ah, this is very important. Even though this house is so nice and whatever, is a reason to show people that you can make it with a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Se puede lograr
with a lot of honest.
Un confort.
Yeah.
Sin.
Without taking money from the state.
Sin.
Without.
Sin corrupción.
Without corruption.
Right.
This is his legacy.
Right.
Know.
Right.
Yeah.
Libre como un niño.
Free like a baby. Or a little boy.
Yeah, that's a good place to end, I think. Gracias.
The MAP Radio Hour is funded in part by the Lift Your Voice Advocacy Fund. Production by Matthew Horton. Theme song and logo by Otto Huditz. I'm Janelle Engelstad. Thanks for listening. And visit the Make Art with Purpose website to connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.